Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Welcome along to the Sideline View. We're three rounds into the season, and how's it been going from an operations manager's perspective?
We are, mate, and yeah, everything's going well. In a bit of a routine now, and good to see everyone back at Clubland enjoying their footy and netball.
Yeah, it is great to see some local footy, local sport back, and crowds back as well. Now, who have been the standout side so far this year, Matthew?
Yeah, definitely. So if you look at our ladder, obviously going into this weekend, Harcourt are looking very strong in the football and the seniors. Lexton are undefeated. Trentham and Carisbrook, as always, are going strong. So those are the top four sides. And then from there, Rovers have won a game, Royal Park have won a game, Talbot have won a game, and Maldon have won a game, as well as Newstead and Natty Bialaba and Navarre. So, yeah, look, it's pretty even spread, to be honest. That's pretty much what I'm saying in the footy. There's probably those top four sides that look really strong, and then apart from that, it's an even spread. So, and then if you move over to the netball, Avoca, as strong as always, they're 3 from 3. Natty Bialaba are 3 from 3. Rovers, 2 from 2. Harcourt, 2 from 2. And then there's probably 5, 6 sides that are in that middle rung. So, yeah, with Lexton, Newstead, Carisbrook all with 2 wins and a couple with 1. So, yeah, look, it's a pretty even spread at this stage. There's those top sides that are going to be hard to beat. But, yeah, it's looking like it's shaping up to be a good year.
Well, it is only, as we say, 3 rounds into the season. Matthew Begbie is the Maryborough Castlemaine District Football Netball League Operations Manager. And when I mentioned that at the start, Matthew, I think about your business card. I mean, how big's the business card?
No, not at all. Obviously, Fed Uni graduate, and yeah, certainly looking to learn and improve my skill set. So, yeah, I'm very fortunate that I've landed this role and surrounded by good people and, yeah, enjoying being involved in community sport.
What is the role of an operations manager, be it on a game day or during the week?
Yeah, so I guess I'm the first point of contact for every club in relation to all kinds of matters. So for me, it's my skill set is probably just making sure I'm available, a good communicator and being organised. So anything from looking over paperwork from the weekend to making sure clubs are following guidelines and handling disputes at times. So for me, yeah, it's a combination of different things, but I think essentially just being the best point of contact the first point of contact for all clubs for any matters, football, netball.
Well, speaking of footy and netball, how's the junior situation looking? How's that coming along?
Yeah, look, we weren't too sure at the start of the year how the numbers were looking, but yeah, we're certainly underway and we've got our fixtures updated online now for the 17s and the 14s. So I think in the 17s we have 9 sides. So instead of the 13. So yeah, obviously there's a few sides that couldn't quite get teams up, but the 14s we have 12 sides, which is good. And yeah, from the under 11.5's point of view, it looks like numbers are strong there, which from an operations point of view, I like to see good numbers in our league, and they're okay at this stage. So probably the one thing to note, we have our junior interleague gala day coming up at Marist College on the 30th of May. So throughout this month, we'll be looking at selecting an under 15 and under 18 junior interleague side.
That is always exciting, especially from a senior's perspective, you have your favourites, but from a junior to be selected in a side like that is huge because, you know, our junior talent is out there and they're the next step towards a VFL or an AFL career. So we wish them all the best. Now, finally, Matthew, if you wouldn't mind just taking us through round 4 games that are happening right now.
Sure, yep. So round 4, we have Talbot v Maldon, Navarre v Natty Bialaba, Royal Park v Avoca, Lexton have the bye, Denali take on Harcourt, the Rovers take on Newstead, and Trentham play Carisbrook in what will be a big game. So that is our round 4 fixture.
Matthew, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Matthew Begbie there, the Maryborough Castlemaine District Football Netball League Operations Manager, joining us on the Sideline View. It is Gold Central Victoria.